Bob's still rocking out. Cascade, or did they close down?
It's closed down now.
Oh my god, that's the end of an era. Wow. All right,
16 seconds. Let me get this on. All right. All right, five.
Do we have to put him on?
No, we're just talking into this.
Right, okay. So
2-1, here we go. Yeah. All right, talk.
All right, there you go. We're getting through. I take that back about the Gremlins. The Gremlins are winning, but they're not entirely winning. We got you food segment after all there. We still have Tepper. Tepper, thanks so much for sharing this latest food segment with us. That was great.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And I can't wait to try these. Try this sushi place out in Saugerties, especially. I'm wondering, can you elaborate on the spot in Kingston you went to? What was it called there? Morton Boulevard?
Yeah, it's on Morton Boulevard, and it's called Sushi Makio, like M-A-K-I-O.
Is it sort of like in like this weird, bizarre, you never would think it was there, sort of shopping center? Like there's like a rug place next to it, and like, is it a kind of a strange building situation, or is it a standalone kind of building?
It's in like a small, like mini mall.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I've been there. Yeah. Yeah. And I thought it was fantastic. What was your overall takeaway? Do you feel like you'd go there again?
I would definitely go there again, but I should preface that I'm a bit of a sushi snob.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't have a lot to spend on sushi, but I have very high expectations.
Okay, if you want to save up some money, because you're going to need it, and want a really unique and awesome sushi experience, can I suggest you come to Great Barrington to Railroad Street and go to B-Zen?
Oh, I know about B-Zen.
Okay, so you've been?
What?
So you've been to B-Zen?
Many times.
Oh, yes. Okay, all right. I just assume because you're so far away over the border in New York that you'd never come over here. But this is not true. New Yorkers come here all the time.
If I go to Great Barrington, it's usually because I'm at B-Zen.
Okay. Well, there you go. We can talk about that another time. So talk about a little bit. You went to three very different places, Kingston, Red Hook, and Saugerties. Mm-hmm. It's just so funny, though, the difference in these towns. And Bubby's, we talked about this a little bit. I remember when they first started in this tiny, tiny little trailer down the road at that apple orchard that's now escaping my brain, the name of this farm, that apple orchard where they had this burrito stand. Did you ever go to that?
Yeah, many years ago. Because it's kind of like near the bar campus, right?
That's right. Yep. It's right down 199 before 199 intersects with 9G, and Bard is right up 9G from there. Yep.
Yeah. So I had a burrito from the burrito like stand that they had, but it was many years ago. And then someone who like went to Bard basically told me that they now have this like lunch spot in Red Hook.
So cool. Yeah, I went to that lunch spot, I think, 2 times before I moved away from Dutchess County, and I thought it was great. I mean, I like that kind of food, and I also love the name Bubby's.
It's a really great name. Yeah, I think the food is very clean, and, like, one thing I think I mentioned in the segment is, like, you can just tell that, like, they make everything there, which I really appreciate. They had 3 different types of salsa that they made that I loved. And they also had, like, these spicy pickled cucumbers. So, like, things that you can put on your burrito.
It's good stuff. So good. And then on to Saugerties. I haven't been to Saugerties in years. Do you know, has it changed a lot recently over the years? Or is it still, do you think, this good old Saugerties?
Well, I am not the one to ask because I don't go to Socrates like that often, but I was tipped off about Tomo Sushi, which is the last place I went to, by somebody who like doesn't live in Socrates but is there a lot. So so this place, Tomo Sushi, was also like in a strip mall. A bigger one.
Oh, interesting. So it wasn't on the downtown Main Street part of Socrates?
No, no. Okay. It's off of like County Route, I can't remember, 112?
212.
212.
212. Check, check. 212. Yeah. All right. And that sounded like a cool adventure up there. Are you going to go back?
Yeah, I think, well, Tomo Sushi, like, it has a very modest exterior, and you almost, like, it's almost like one of those places where, like, it's, like, a lot bigger than it seems like it could be from the outside. Like, I don't even know, like, where it goes, but, like, you just enter, and it, like, you kind of enter a portal, and it's this very expansive restaurant. So I think it would be somewhere I would take, like, a large group because they have, like, a ton of space in there, and it's very, like, dark, and there's, like, nice wood fixtures, and it just feels good to, like, be in there. You kind of have a lot of space to yourself.
Gotcha. Yeah. Very, very cool. Well, it's great to hear about these places. And any hint or preview as to what you might have up your sleeve on your next adventures that'll be coming up?
Oh, man. I'm still trying to figure it out. I definitely do want to do a chicken episode.
Okay.
I'm not, but that's a pretty general topic, so I'm not sure what that would look like. You know, I have a lot of ideas of things that I want to do, so I'm not sure what the next one's going to be.
Okay. Well, I think there's a lot of places that are doing variations on different chicken stuff.
Chicken's always in season, it seems like.
There's a sandwich at Governor's Tavern called the Nashville Hot.
I know of it.
And I don't know what they do with that sandwich or what it is, but I actually get cravings for the Nashville Hot sandwich.
Totally.
So I will go out of my way to make sure that I have to do a dump run in Hudson.
Yeah.
Like really, like make sure I find some stuff that needs to go to the dump so I can help justify driving all the way to Hudson to get the Nashville Hot.
I see what you mean. I actually just had that sandwich for the first time like really recently, and it's really spicy, and I think it's quite salty, and I also think there's quite a bit of, like, addictive substances.
I'm wondering if they're putting something in there, Tepper, because I literally get cravings, not for, like, a sandwich or a chicken sandwich. It's specifically that one from that place, because I've gotten the Nashville Hot Chicken Sandwich at a new brewery up in Lenox called Antimony, great little brewery, whatever. It's nothing like the Nashville Hot at over there. It's there's something going on. So maybe we should do a little investigative reporting as well.
Yeah, that it would be good to find out what they're sprinkling on.
Yep,
there.
I think it would be. So yeah, I support that mission. I support that adventure. I think that's a good one. And there's
I want to do a milk one too at some point.
Okay.
There's a lot of milk available in this region.
That's right. That's right. Would you dare to venture to taste goat milk as well?
Oh, that's such a good idea. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan at all, but for research purposes and whatever, I would definitely drink it. But there's something that of the too goaty of a flavor that prevents me from ever buying it.
Does it taste like really barn-y?
It smells like, it tastes like a goat. You know, like, it tastes very goaty to me.
I'm not sure.
Like, there's...
I'll have to
Well, I've raised goats before, and I've had goat meat, and I've had goat cheese galore. Like, there's goat cheese and goat meat. You can, they're still doing goat meat, actually, I think, down at the West Indies store on Warren Street in Hudson. Paulette, she's Jamaican style goat. She has oxtail, I think, too. Boy, that would be a cool place for you to go. But yeah. There's a way to treat the goat with like lime and a certain seasoning that takes the goatiness out of it. And the same holds true for various goat cheeses. It can be a more mild goat cheese. But I've never tried a goat milk that's a mild goat milk. So I'd be curious to know about that kind of stuff too. I really hope you do that as well, Tepper.
Yeah, I definitely have to. I've never had goat milk, I don't think. So I should try it.
Yeah, maybe I haven't had enough of it. Maybe that's my problem. I need to open up a little here.
Yeah. So it sounds like potentially it could be quite good for you.
It is. I mean, I've heard stories of lactose intolerant people who are like brutally lactose intolerant somehow just downing goat milk with no problem.
Wow.
Maybe because there's no lactose in it? I don't know.
Enzymes or something.
There's something going on there. And also I heard of some semi-lactose intolerant people being able to tolerate raw milk straight from the cow.
Totally.
Yeah, so Hawthorne Valley has the raw milk. And I bet there's other farms that you can buy them directly off-farm. There's not a lot of places, though, because there's very strict laws.
Yeah, too strict, I think.
I think so, too. I grew up on a dairy farm drinking straight out of the cow, man. Like, warm milk that you just sprinkle in a cup yourself.
Wow.
That's the way to go. That should be part of your mission too, to hook that up as well.
Yeah, warm sounds crazy.
Yeah, warm, and it's like sweet.
Straight out of the cow.
Yeah, straight out of the cow. Okay, so you got some ideas coming up, Tepper. That's great. Yeah. Always appreciate that, and we'll I guess see and hear from you in a month.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope to be back in March.
Okay. Well, any parting thoughts or anything?
No, I got nothing.
You had a lot, though, and thanks for that.
Okay, well, thanks for having me.
Okay. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, Tepper.
You too. Bye-bye. All right,
bye. All right, Tepper with food segment. Tom Rowe, are we signing off now?
Yeah, we're going to throw to Phil with the news update because it's a little early, but it's time to do our station ID. You're listening to WGXC Acre.
Before you do that, should we explain to people what's going to happen the next hour?
Well, they'll be surprised, but...
you won't be hearing from me or my crazy music for the next hour for the first time in a very long time. Lukey wants to say something.
You ready for the snow tomorrow?
Lukey keeps crawling on Tom's lap. He smells the vishlas. He likes Tom, and he's being very, very friendly, despite, like, Tom holding a laptop. And he keeps licking Tom. This is instantaneous friendship going on here. Lukey Dog approves of this message. So, yeah, unfortunately, we're going to have some glitches. But the good news is that I will be set up with an in-home studio, thanks to WGXC, the good folks, especially Tom Rowe, for coming out here and setting me up with the most amazing in-home remote broadcasted studio, which is going to allow me to actually really do a lot more, including taking this thing to undisclosed remote locations.
That's right.
Or we'd have to disclose them, because what would the point be otherwise? But yeah. So thanks for listening, folks. I'm going to sign off now. And what do you think, Tom? Are we going to go to Phil?
We'll go to Phil. Yes.
Okay.
He's got the news.
Just bought another couple minutes, closer to 5:00.